1962 and the Cuban Missile Crisis raised the spectre of a nuclear war. A Roman pontiff had been working behind the scenes to avoid this confrontation. His name, Pope John XXIII. He voiced his concern for peace through the microphones of Vatican Radio.
Nous supplions tous les gouvernants qu'ils fassent tout ce qui est en eux pour sauver la paix.
The date was the 25th of October. Speaking in French, Pope John XXIII highlighted the responsibility of world leaders to avoid a war that would have unpredictable and horrific effects. He appealed to them to listen to the cry of anguish reaching out from people from the four corners of the earth, a cry for peace.
Qu'ils écoutent le cri angoissé, paix, paix.
The world leaders he was appealing to were the first Catholic president of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and communist Russian Premier Nikita Khrushchev. It's hard to think of this gentle pope, best remembered as good Pope John, as having really had such an instrumental role in helping world leaders back away gracefully from terrifying confrontation. But it seems he was quick to respond when the opportunity to act as a mediator arose.
We know that immediately before President Kennedy had made contact with Pope John XXIII, so the initiative came there from President Kennedy and the American side.
Church historian, Jesuit Norman Tanner, sheds light on how Pope John XXIII was able to influence this crisis situation. But Professor Tanner is also careful to warn against any exaggeration of this role as a papal peacemaker, a role difficult to measure, best described as a factor in the crisis situation rather than a crucial intervention, one Americans weren't particularly keen to publicise at the time.
True, it hasn't been greatly publicised from the American side because Kennedy especially didn't want to give the impression that he was too much under Vatican influence, being the first Catholic president, so that side of things had to be kept quiet a bit. But it's clear from later records that, yes, Kennedy did approach the Pope. On the Russian side, too, we know that there were contacts with Pope John XXIII just before this broadcast, and we know later that Khrushchev publicly acknowledged his gratitude and his debt to John XXIII for, as it were, letting him off the hook, giving him reason for withdrawing the ships which were carrying the missiles to Cuba.
And Russian Premier Khrushchev's gratitude transpired once again when, less than a year after this crisis, on learning of the death of Pope John, he sent a cable to the Vatican expressing condolences. It ran as follows.
We retain good memories of John XXIII, whose fruitful activities for the maintenance and strengthening of peace have earned wide recognition and won him the respect of peace-loving peoples.
And it was to peace-loving peoples that the elderly Pope John dedicated his last encyclical, Pacem in Terris, or Peace on Earth, in which he called for social and international peace. With this document, which can be perceived as his last testament, published as it was only a couple of months before his death, he broke new ground by addressing it not as tradition dictated to the hierarchy, clergy, and Catholic faithful, but to all men of goodwill.
He's not coming out of it so much from a purely Catholic position, and he is appealing to all nations, all states. That worldwide dimension is at least a new emphasis. Perhaps before John XXIII, there was more emphasis on peace with justice, that the rights of a Catholic state, a Catholic society to defend itself. But John XXIII perhaps appealed more simply to human nature, human rights, and the importance of peace in itself for all people, and in a way, as it were, transcended the immediate concerns of the Catholic Church.
A quality President Kennedy himself attributed to Pope John XXIII in his message to the Vatican on receiving the news of the Roman pontiff's death.
He was the chosen leader of world Catholicism, but his concern for the human spirit transcended all boundaries of belief or geography. The ennobling precepts of his encyclicals and his actions drew on the accumulated wisdom of an ancient faith for guidance in the most complex and troublesome problems of the modern age.
And less than a month later, when the young American president came to the Vatican on an official visit to the newly elected Pope Paul VI.
Great joy, we welcome Your Excellency to the Vatican.
He did not fail to mention Pope John XXIII and his encyclical Pacem in Terris. Proof, perhaps, that whereas the exact relevance of the role Pope John XXIII played in the Cuban Missile Affair is impossible to assess, his words did help diffuse a crisis situation. I'm Veronica Scaresbrake.